KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly clear, 3 degrees below zero. We look for some areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, expect partly cloudy skies today with a high near 30, winds south at 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The Iowa Department of Public Health early this morning reports 1,464 new confirmed positive cases of COVID-19 from test results, with a pandemic total to date of 280,064. Officials said Wednesday that there had been 10 additional deaths for a statewide total of 3,822. Of those pandemic-related deaths, COVID-19 is the underlying cause for more than 3,500, while 315 are listed as a contributing factor. The IDPH says 111 COVID-19 outbreaks have occurred among long-term care facilities in the state, accounting for more than 4,780 current positive cases. COVID-19 outbreaks at long-term care facilities account for 1,138 of the state's total deaths. And health officials say 3,189 long-term care patients and staff have recovered from the virus. Authorities say also that hospitalizations were down from 612 on Wednesday to 600 today. There are 134 patients in an ICU. That's 7 more than Wednesday. 76 were admitted to hospitals compared to 105 yesterday. And 69 patients are on ventilators. That's 3 more than previously reported. Hospitals in southwest and western Iowa, RMCC Region 4, say there are 37 hospitalized, 14 in an ICU. 4 were admitted to a hospital and 9 people are on a ventilator. That's 3 more than yesterday. Iowa's average positivity rate is at 12.1%. Here in Cass County, we have seen 16 new positive confirmed cases of COVID-19 since 10 a.m. Wednesday, for a total thus far of 1,037 cases. Harrison County is up 18 cases to 1,430. Madison County is up 10 to 962. Mills County is up 11 to 1,271. Pottawatomie County's positive cases jumped 102 to 8,244. Shelby County was up 10, and Union County was up 11. Adair County is up 9 this morning to 603 cases, and Adams County is up 6 to 262. Well, Atlantic Rotary Club recently donated $500 to the Washington Elementary School Library and another $500 to the Schuler Elementary School Library to help update the nonfiction section at each school. Atlantic Rotary is a longtime supporter of local schools and supports education as one of their key pillars of community service. More than half of Iowans surveyed say new federal stimulus payments will provide immediate financial help. The Treasury Department is issuing payments after President Trump signed the latest COVID relief bill. As Congress debated the issue through the fall, nearly 3,000 people responded to a survey commissioned by the United Ways of Iowa. 51% said a second stimulus payment would make an important difference. The number was 72% for those living in poverty. Dennis Parker of the National Center for Law and Economic Justice said the results show the country has ignored the plight of marginalized workers for too long.
We're in this position now because we didn't do it before. And having seen it, it would be criminal not to take steps to make changes that end the prospect of these kind of problems.
Parker thinks the changes should go beyond providing livable wages, since health care access in the pandemic has revealed racial and economic disparities. The Iowa survey released this month was conducted between late September and early November. Pro-business groups contend higher wage requirements would lead to fewer workers, especially in smaller companies. Parker says paying workers more is feasible for a lot of businesses and can produce a more stable workforce. When considering prosperity, he said the U.S. needs to move past traditional measuring sticks.
The fact that the stock market is doing well is little consolation for people who are facing eviction, having trouble feeding their kids.
A report from the Pew Research Center released just prior to the pandemic said upper-income households in the U.S. were seeing the most of the income growth as the middle class erodes. Also in the news this morning, parents of children with mental health issues are pleading with Iowa lawmakers to take action and improve children's mental health services in the state. Kayleen Messiker of Ankeny said when she's taken her child to the emergency room, she's often told to go to a psychiatrist instead, and that could take months to get an appointment.
Sorry, you want to kill yourself, but you have to wait 6 months. We can't do that to these kids. We can't lose another life. We can't tell them to wait.
Messiker said another parent spoke out of the meeting of the state's Behavioral Health Board this month about the challenges they've faced in trying to find the appropriate help for their kids. Sarah Nelson of Iowa City said her 12-year-old daughter was having a mental health crisis and had to spend 6 days waiting in an emergency room.
We're in a room for a long period of time without
any treatment whatsoever. We're being kept safe. She's being kept safe. But that's kind of where that starts and ends while we look for a bed and for treatment.
The board is asking state leaders to ensure funding for children's services and find ways to address Iowa's shortage of mental health professionals. The group also recommends universal screening of kids for mental health issues. In the funeral announcements, Liddell Hansen, age 88, of Manila, died December 25th at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Liddell Hansen will be today at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. OD Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Alvin L. Storson, age 78, of Panora, died Saturday at the Every Step Kavanaugh House in Des Moines. Services for Al Storson will be today at 1 o'clock at St. Thomas Lutheran Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Milton Mueller, age 90, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Walnut, died December 24th. Graveside services with military honors for Milton Mueller will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Layton Township Cemetery in Walnut. Masks and social distancing are required. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic is handling the arrangements. John Wendt, age 88, of Portsmouth, died Wednesday at his home. A private family massive Christian burial for John Wendt will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Dick Gibson, age 88, of Linden, died Sunday at his home. Services for Dick Gibson will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Wilson McCurdy, age 96, of Panora, died Monday at New Homestead and Guthrie Center. Services for Wilson McCurdy will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Arthur Leonard Alm, Sr., age 91, of Griswold, died Monday at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. A memorial service for Leonard Alm, Sr. will be held at a later date. Regan Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. Marion Sint, age 78, of Oakland, died December 23rd. Memorial services for Marion Sint will be held at a later date, with the Regan Veith Funeral Home of Oakland assisting the family. Cheryl Jean Strickland Scarf, age 79, of Alexandria, Minnesota, and formerly of Atlantic, died December 25th. Memorial services for Cheryl Scarf will be held later this spring, tentatively, pending the outcome of COVID-19 in the area. Jean Held, age 89, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at the Adair County Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Jean Held are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Peggy Jorgensen, age 63, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at the University of Iowa Hospitals in Iowa City. Services for Peggy Jorgensen are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Rex Noland, age 78, of Adair, died Monday at Mercy One Medical in Des Moines. Services for Rex Noland are pending with Hockenberry Family Care of Adair in charge of arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.